North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 25, 2020.
A 33-year-old man is dead following a double shooting that occurred on Jones Terrace Monday night in Lynn, according to the Essex County District Attorney's Office. Thor Jorgensen and Gayla Colley write in today's Daily Item of Lynn that two people were shot on Jones Terrace, a small cul-de-sac off the 300 block of Boston Street, shortly after 6 p.m. The second victim, a 22-year-old man, was taken to Leahy Burlington and is expected to survive, according to the DA's office. About 20 minutes after shots were fired, one person lay dead and partially covered by a sheet about 50 feet from Boston Street while police focused on the house on the small side street. Following the chaos, a large crowd lined both sides of Boston Street, which was shut down from Barrett Street to Park Street for at least 10 police cruisers, including state police, were on scene. Much more on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn. Also in Lynn, a 65-year-old woman was seriously injured after she was struck by a car on the Lynnway Monday night. The car left the scene following the crash, which occurred in the same area as the Metro PCS office on the southbound side of Route 1A, according to State Police Trooper James DeAngelis.
Gloucester Times is reporting that a number of public meetings had to be postponed after Amesbury's official website went offline Monday, a problem that also temporarily plagued Rockport, Essex, Newburyport, and Salisbury. Amesbury Communications Director Caitlin Thayer said the city's website went offline around 9:25 a.m. Monday because of a problem with the hosting company, Civic Plus, the same web hosting company used by Rockport, Essex, Newburyport, and Salisbury. While the website problem in Amesbury caused some confusion among residents, public meetings postings were the source of a bigger headache for city employees, according to Thayer. The state open meeting law requires that a municipality must make every effort to ensure that its website is accessible at all hours if it's the official source for posting notices. If a website becomes inaccessible within 48 hours of a public meeting and is not restored within 6 business hours of discovery, the municipality must postpone and repost notices for all affected public meetings. You can read much more about this in today's Gloucester Times.
In Danvers, Osborne Tavern on Thursday will appeal a 3-day suspension of its liquor license before the State Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission. Ethan Foreman writing in today's Salem News that the suspension stems from an incident last August in which police alleged 3 women at the tavern were overserved, an allegation the tavern strongly denies. This is the second appeal to come before the ABCC for the tavern at 49 Maple Street in the past 2 years. The restaurant successfully appealed a 6-day license suspension, 3 to be served and 3 to be held in abeyance for a year. Last August, the suspension resulted from 2 incidents of alleged overserving on November 2nd and 10th in 2018. Attorney James Cody, who represents the tavern, was confident Monday that the Osborne Tavern would again win its appeal.
Reporter Christian Wade is reporting that lawmakers want to give Main Street merchants a louder voice on Beacon Hill, helping them to slice through bureaucracy and navigate regulations more easily. A proposal rolled out Monday by a state senator would resurrect the Buy Massachusetts program, create an online portal offering advice and guidance to employers, and establish a state-level chapter of the Main Street America program within the State Office of Business Development. The bill also calls for more frequent reviews of regulations that affect small businesses and for policies aimed at preventing consumer flight to tax-free New Hampshire and other states. Senator Diane DeSoglio, a Democrat from Methuen, who co-chairs the legislature's Joint Committee on Community Development and Small Business, said the bill aims to make life easier for small business owners. Much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times. Eric Convey's writing in today's Gloucester Times. The Gloucester School Committee is set to vote on a new 2-year teacher contract Wednesday, potentially letting the city avoid the bitter, drawn-out labor tensions that have hit other communities in the state recently. Signing a new contract also would let the committee focus in the coming 3 months on selecting a new superintendent to replace the retiring superintendent Richard Sapphire. The proposed contract was overwhelmingly approved by the city's teachers. Gloucester Teacher Association President Cynthia Carney is quoted as saying, "The new PAC's main provisions are a 2% raise, retroactive to August 31, 2019, a 2.25% raise for the period September 1, 2020 through August 31, 2021, when the proposed contract would expire, and pay increases for some teachers who don't have master's degrees. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
This is state tournament time. The MIAA boys basketball tournament got underway last night. There's plenty of basketball and hockey scheduled for tonight as well. One of the key matchups was a rivalry matchup, if you will, between Lynn Classical and Lynn English. It was English, the defending state champs, winning 81-73, but Coach Antonio Anderson not completely pleased with his team's performance.
I'm not too happy. I'm happy we won the game, but Lynn Classical played well. And like I told them, they know you. They're going to play. And, you know, we got to get out of whatever it is our mindset is. People don't care about last year. And I think that's their issue. And we got to fix that or we'll be in trouble.
Lynn English coach Antonio Anderson. 81-73 winners over Lynn Classical Monday night. And there is always more sports at msonewsports.com. That will do it for us tonight. Thanks so much for joining us here on North Shore Today. Along with Rick Moore, we'll see you again tomorrow and remind you that Connections comes up every Tuesday and Thursday mornings. Now, today it's at 11 o'clock, but Thursday it reverts back to its regular 10 a.m. start time right here on the website. Again, North Shore Today here on MSONewsports.com.